Shinyan Ches, Sif Yutes, the last Sif about Bishul. The Mechaber says they have something that's tzli, that's roasted, and you want to put on top of it oil or shum to smear garlic on top of it. Oil and garlic, which never previously cooked, you cannot do it when it's connected to Madura, when it's still near the flame. Even the tzli, the roasted food, got roasted before Shabbos, but there's a problem with Bishul on the shum and the shemen, on the garlic and the oil. And the Mishnah explains that it's lav davka, not necessarily just when it's connected to Madura, when it's still near the flame. Even if you take the spit that has the roasted meat on it off the flame, away from the flame, as long as the meat is still yatsa lettuce boy, it'll still be a problem to put the shemen and put the garlic there, because it's going to get cooked. And not only that, even if you take the roasted meat off the spit and you put it on a platter, on a plate, now it's a cliche, it's still also to do it, because many places can hold that a dove or gush, a solid thing, like a solid piece of meat, when it's yatsa lettuce boy, it could cook other things, even the cliche. We've mentioned this in the past. However, the Shtabur says the b'dyavid and cliche, it's not going to be usher. It's not going to usher up the food if you do it in the klishen. But yeah, the samach on the place can hold the klishen does not cook, even by davar gush. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us that it's only by shum v'shemen, the garlic and the oil that never previously cooked. But if you have fat that was previously cooked, now just congealed, you can put it connected to the madura, connected to the flame. There's no problem with bishul or dav yavish that once got cooked. Ein bishul ach bishul or dav yavish. There's no problem with noilid or moilid with the melting of this congealed fat, because since when it melts, it's going to absorb straight into the roast to meat. It's not going to be its own thing, but its own thing, recognizable of itself. So then it's not a problem with moilid. You're not creating, making a solid into liquid. It will never exist as a liquid, because as it liquefies, it's going to melt on its own into the meat, as long as you don't take this congealed juice of shuman, of fat, and bimrasik and break it with your hands. Same now, crack ice, break up ice in the hands and make it into a liquid. Rather, you leave it there slowly but surely, it's going to liquefy and melt into the meat on its own. The Mishnah Berurah ends off the simcha by bringing the tesefta. If you have somebody who brings the fire, and someone adds firewood over there, and someone else puts a pot on top, and someone else pours water in the pot, and someone else puts meat in the pot, and there's another person who comes and adds spices, a last person comes and mixes the mixture all together, the one who brought the fire, he's chayim shemavir, making fire. When he brought the coal that was lit, when you bring it around, it gets shaken up by the wind, and the flame becomes bigger, so he has a malach mavir. The one who added wood to the fire, definitely didn't mavir. That's what he brings from Rashi. Then everyone else involved in cooking. Even though he did the mixing in the end, since it adds to the cooking, that's also a chiyuv of bishul. The one who brought the pot, even though the pot was empty, the pot gets developed and stronger by being put on top of the fire. Then the sefta is an opposite case. The first person brought a pot. Just put a pot where there's no actual fire around yet. The next person adds water to the pot. Someone else put in meat. Another person adds spices. Then somebody brings wood. And then somebody brings a flame. And now everything catches, the wood catches a fire, and now everything cooks. And one more person comes and he mixes everything in the pot. The last two are chayiv. The one who brought the fire and lit the wood with his fire and caused everything to cook, he's chayiv. And then the last one who has magus mixed everything, he's chayiv also. Obviously, we're talking about a case where it's still possible to have a chayiv bishul. It's not b'vush shkot zarchoy. Although the Bisei springs from the kolboy, the agabi eish on the fire, there's a chayiv agos, a chayiv mixing, even b'vush shkot zarchoy, even if it's fully cooked. Shmuel brings one more thing about bishul. If you have a samovar, it sounds like hot water, but by them it was different. Had coals in it. If it wasn't gar fakatim, you cannot take water from it on Shabbos. We now move on to siman shini test and then have b'ira b'Shabbos. Mr. Brewer gave us an introduction to the malacha of b'ira. B'ira is on the lamed test malachas on Shabbos. Someone who's over malachas b'ira, b'sheg is chayv chatas, b'meiz chayv misa, just like the other malachas. Unfortunately, many people are nichshol in the isser of b'ira, and therefore we can give akdama. And with that, we will start off the siman. The Isser of Beira, but the rise is only chal if it's done b'derech Breira. Not the way that's derech chilo, that's a setup for eating. And therefore, you only chayv Beira if three conditions are fulfilled. Mr. Berurah sets up the conditions a little bit differently, but we're going to say it in a more practical way. You only consider derech achilo if you did it with three conditions. If you're missing any one of the three conditions, it's giving them lachas Beira that Mr. Berurah discusses. To have the heter, that's derech achilo, it's part of eating, has to be oichel b'psoilis, you're taking the good from the bad. But if you take the bad from the good, then it's derech b'ira and yechayiv. You only chayiv for b'ira, or let's say rather you only have a heter to do derech achila if it's oichel b'psoilis, and you do b'yad with your hands. But if you do it with a kli, that's a derech to b'ira with, like a nafal kvara, a sieve, or a sifter, yechayiv for b'ira. And there's a last night of derech achila, has to be that miyad, it's for immediate purpose. But if it's for later on, then you give yechayiv. So if it's b'soilis derech oichel, yechayiv. Or if it's b'kli, like a nafil kvara, you can mechayiv. Or it's v'lachas man yechayiv. The only way to be mutter is as all three things going the right way. It's good from the bad, and you're doing it b'yad with your hands, and you're doing it for miyad, you're doing it for immediate use. These are the basic klal and b'yar, and the rest we'll learn over the course of the upcoming days. Be'ez Hashem.